We need our children to be able to be children, to be able to be innocent, to be able to enjoy childhood and not know all of the drama and all of the difficulties in adult life. That is what we want. We want our children to be able to read and write and to think for themselves. And we demand that the children who fear God are protected in your schools.
Well, folks, we have so much to unload in such a short time. The comms from President Trump are rolling in. Although we know that we were told 8 years from 2018 we'd be the end of this show, it appears things are ramping up. We will check into this, look at some of this timing mentioned by President Trump, see the panic from those always questioning on fake news about Gitmo and three-letter agencies are being exposed and big names are turning for Trump and so much more. Let's get into it, shall we?
ALT. ALT.
ALT.
ALT.
So wonderful to get these video updates from Robert and Jamie from Banners from Freedom. If you guys know, we've been keeping you updated. Well, they've been keeping me updated on their constant help of others and their travel throughout the United States of America for the Remnant Revolution Tour. I wanted to throw this in the beginning, and then we'll show you some videos at the end. And I want to give you some more, probably more updates on Friday on what they've been up to. But bottom line is, we wanted to let you know that Colorado Springs, September 29th through October 6th, will be an amazing grand finale week during the Feast of Tabernacles in Colorado Springs. Please let folks know if you would. That was from Robert. Definitely. Trey Smith will be with us almost every day. The main fellowship free event with baptisms is Saturday, 9:30 on September 30th from 2 to 9 p.m. Several speakers, food, baptisms, and fellowship. Rented out a cool pole barn to seat 250, trucking water in for the horse trough. And 150 people signed up so far. So go in that description box below Remnant Revolution Tour and you'll see the Colorado Springs mentioned. Click there and send them a message. Let them know you're going to be coming so they can be ready for it. It's absolutely amazing. And so definitely want to get that one on the board. If you guys didn't know, President Trump put out Fox News was our voice, but sadly, that voice has developed a serious case of laryngitis. And Lisa May said, hey, are we there yet? President Trump put the Washington Post has just increased my polling lead over crooked Joe Biden to 10 points from 9. Well, at least they admitted their mistake. This could be the beginning of a giant comeback for what has become known as the lamestream media. Would also be a big day in America. And Lisa May said, hey, we're there yet? Because remember where we found out from September 21st, 2018, 5-year Delta to 2023, fake news about to shift narrative against their masters in effort to what? Weather the storm. The storm. Huh. Well, man, I was going to play this later, but now because I said storm, I'm going to go down to this slide and just show you Dan Scavino posting something that was pretty cool from Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach, Florida. You're listening to Lightning right there, and we're watching it on the screen. He posted that bad boy at 22:54 p.m. That's 10:54 p.m., 22:54 military time. We are at the precipice, if you look at 22:54. Swamp fighting back. Remain calm. We are here for a reason. And, of course, the one that folks mock all the time, Patriots in Control, and people sometimes say, are really, are we in control? You know, it's been going on and playing out for all these years now. We definitely get it. Well, in the speech, President Trump came out. He's been unloading goodies. I'm going to show you some real good ones here. One of them is we're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election of 2024. Check this out.
They rigged the presidential election of 2020, and we're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election of 2024. Not going to allow it, or we're not going to have a country. They rigged the presidential election of 2020. And we're not going to
let them do it in 2024. What does that mean? Who's we? He's not in the office, right? How can he keep them from not letting them rig it again? They rigged it the first time. CAG put out this drop, since we all know the elections have always been rigged and the deep state apparatus is fighting with all its might to stop Trump. The logical question to ask ourselves is, how did Trump get in the first time? Was 2020 a sting operation? It had to be this way. How do you show the public the truth? How many times do we ask that question? How do you safeguard the U.S. elections post-POTUS? How do you remove foreign interference and corruption? Huh? Sometimes you must walk through the darkness before you see the light. Isn't that something? Let's see, what was another goodie? Oh, yeah, listen very carefully to this one. Check this out.
But I just want to thank everybody here and everybody all over, because you've been incredible. Because it's important that we win. You know, the way you really win, they cheat like hell. That's all they're good at, is cheating in elections. That's the only thing they do well. They cheat like hell. And the way you win is you got to swamp them. There's a point at which the cheating doesn't work, and we're going to have to swamp them. They rigged the presidential election of 2020, and we're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election of 2020.
So again, the beginning part of that is we've got to swamp them. And then you had, remember, Dan Scavino post about the swamp fighting back. Huh. Let's see, another one that was really good from Joe Rambo. Joe Rambo, an awesome, I definitely recommend you guys go to @brainstorm_Joe. Check him out. A lot of good work there. Part one of two. More of Trump telling us in our faces what is really happening.
When should we expect, you know, it's been years now, when should we expect a Bush 1 document investigation? Yeah, it's a long time. And how about a Bush 2 document investigation? And when is Bill Clinton investigation starting? And are they beginning to look at Obama warehouse investigation? When is that, next week or this week? How about this week? There's definitely no doubt that Hillary should have perhaps been charged. They decided not to even think about it. The document hoax is just that. It's a hoax and a charade, and I'm being unjustly, illegally, and unconstitutionally targeted. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. You know that? And, right, Chappaqua. Only a Hispanic could say that. Who said that? Stand up, sir. Ray Chappaqua. That's a very interesting idea. But because they know we're right, and we will win, and we will continue to win at every level, and that's what we've been doing. But I wanted to just give that as a little brief statement. When you think of the unfair table setting, when you think of how unfairly we've been treated, we as a group have been treated, it's just terrible. And we have to bring our country back. We have to stop the weaponization, because the people of our country are hurt, they're angry, and they're sad. Our country is a very sad country right now. They've seen what's happened in 2 years. I say, and I say it quite often, no president, you could add five of them together, take our five worst, they haven't done damage to this country like has been done in the last 2 years.
The deep state, the top 1% of these three-letter agencies, the FBI, CIA, and everything, they've all been exposed. And so, again, what's taking so long, says a question from Joe Rambo.
We got crazy people like Shifty Schiff and Hillary and all of these people. These people, they don't want to talk about greatness for our country. All they want to do is investigate everybody, but they are the ones that are really under investigation. I also want to thank... We got crazy people.
But they are the ones that are under investigation. He just kind of threw that in real fast. Did you catch that? Just he mentions it, throws it in, and he goes off to the next mark just to make sure that everybody knows. What an amazing time to be alive. He literally tells us what's happening. Thank you, Joe Rambo, for these great updates for all of us as we continue to watch this thing play out. Man, these guys are just full of it. So are there investigations? Are people being exposed to the public? Well, one of those would be old Garland himself. You know, he was put on, I'll show you this little clip from Mr. Massey in a second after he went after him. But don't forget that Lindsey Graham said, if media reports are accurate, I believe Judge Garland would be a sound choice to be the next attorney general. He's a man of great character, integrity, and tremendous competency in law. It's interesting because in South Carolina, when President Trump brought up Lindsey Graham again, I don't have the clip, but people were booing, and he kept saying, no, he does good for the left. good for the left. Almost as if Lindsey Graham was allowed, since he was buddies with No Name, almost as if he was allowed to stick around. He probably cut a little deal, and he says, well, I'll just hang out with the guys I normally hang out with, get all the information for you, and I'll be with the left, and I'll give you updates. I don't know. Could that be why President Trump keeps saying, no, no, leave him alone, leave him alone? Who knows? If he is, he's doing a good job. All right, let's go off to Garland before we run off to South Carolina.
So I'm not going to violate this norm of the rule of law. I'm not going to comment on an investigation that's ongoing.
Peter Navarro was indicted for contempt of Congress. Aren't you, in fact, in contempt of Congress when you give us this answer? This is an answer that's appropriate at a press conference. It's not an answer that's appropriate when we are asking questions. We are the committee that is responsible for your creation, for your existence, of your department. You cannot continue to give us these answers. Aren't you, in fact, in contempt of Congress when you refuse to answer?
Congressman, I have the greatest respect for Congress. I also have the greatest respect for the Constitution and laws of the United States. The protection of pending investigations and ongoing investigations, as I briefly discussed in another dialogue a few moments ago, goes back to the separation of powers, which gives to the executive branch the sole authority to conduct prosecutions. It's a requirement of due process and respect for those who are under investigation, the protection of their civil rights.
So well, with all due respect to that, Iran-Contra was an ongoing investigation, and that didn't stop Congress from getting the answers. And you're getting in the way of our constitutional duty. You're citing the Constitution. I'm going to cite it. It's our constitutional duty to do oversight. Now, in that video, that was your answer to a question to me 2 years ago when I said how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol and how many went into the Capitol. Can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Oh, last time, you don't know how many there were or there were none?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions. If there were any, I don't know how many. I don't know whether there are any.
I think you may have just perjured yourself that you don't know that there were any. You want to say that again, that you don't know that there were any?
I have no personal knowledge of this matter. I think what I said last time.
You've had 2 years to find out. And the day, by the way, that was in reference to Ray Epps. And yesterday you indicted him. Isn't that a wonderful coincidence? On a misdemeanor. Meanwhile, you're sending grandmas to prison. You're putting people away for 20 years for merely filming. Some people weren't even there yet. You've got the guy on video who's saying go into the Capitol. He's directing people to the Capitol before the speech ends. He's at the site of the first breach. You've got all the goods on him, 10 videos, and it's an indictment for a misdemeanor? The American public isn't buying it. I yield the balance of my...
Yeah. You know, I saw this video and really love the work that this guy does. I don't know if you guys know Wooz News. Put together another video, outstanding, Act Two, Everything Wrong with the Capitol Riots and 889 Angles. And man, when you watch this thing, it is absolutely brilliant.
Watch.
Let me see if I can pull it up.
Oh, yeah. And go get
Let's
your
pull up
wine.
Just a few seconds of it, and you can catch just a little bit why it's so good.
The January 6th event serves as a cautionary tale about the perils of manufactured outrage and takes an unexpected twist as a web of conspiracy emerges. In Act 1, we applied the Homeland Security and Evaluation Program, illustrating the pivotal roles of stage directions, crisis actors, and fake blood, and challenges our audience to question the boundaries between truth and fiction. Here in Act 2, our 2.5-year investigation unravels a chilling truth. The January 6th Capitol breach was no spontaneous event, but a meticulously orchestrated symphony of chaos and manipulation.
So he does a really, really good job, and I just really appreciate it. I don't agree with every single thing he put in there, but man, he goes through severe detail, and you could tell that he worked really, really hard on it. And I'm just making sure that this link goes in the description box below so you can watch it. Real quick, I'll throw that in there. And that reminds me, as we're getting into these three-letter agencies, January 6th, all these things that they're doing against President Trump, I'm going to show you even more about a New York judge deciding to move on Trump. Yep, trying to go after him. Before we get there, all these agencies acting up, let's hear about NMM. Folks, you know the FDA, they're always attempting something strange. They're trying to change the status of NMN supplements to be classified as a drug. Well, let me tell you about these guys. I mean, they're awesome. This isn't just any supplement. It's a game changer. A recent Harvard study showed that NMN can help reduce weight, cholesterol, and even blood pressure in overweight adults. This thing is, it's been dubbed the limitless pill and can take 10 to 20 years off of you. It's like the fountain of youth in a bottle, but the FDA, well, they're trying to keep it away from us. Why? Because a healthy, strong population is harder to control, huh? This move is not based on the efficacy or safety of NMM, but is aimed at cornering the market and taking the supplement away from you and having you pay $20,000 to $30,000 in prescriptions that you can't pay without insurance. Now you can't go homestead and off the grid because you need your job's insurance to stay healthy, keeping you a slave to the system. Times like these, you need to be vigilant, we need to be prepared, and most importantly, we need to take control of our health, because if we don't, they will. Don't promote many people, but respect these guys. They're fighters standing up for what's right. Ask them to offer a special deal, especially since we're diving deep into these topics of these three-letter agencies. They agreed to a 25% off 48-hour deal. This stuff isn't cheap, so it's a great opportunity to stock up. Go in that description box below. Try NMM, okay? Code LT for 25% off. The link is actually blackforestsupplements.com/LT. It's in the description box below. They want to ensure that people have access to NMM, but who knows? There might come a day when agents are at Black Forest's door trying to stop them from selling this life-changing supplement. So check this out, the link, and grab some for yourself.
No one is going to run against Trump in the Republican side and win, because you're not going to get the Trump supporters. They are all in on Trump. Unless he has a stroke, unless something happens, it's horrible. They're all in on Trump. If you run against Trump, you're now the enemy of Trump. If I was friends with DeSantis, I'd be like, don't. It looked like his policies were actually effective, and that it looked like the unemployment was down, all business was building, regulations were being relaxed, more things were getting done. You know, when you look at it from a policy perspective, if you just look at it on paper, what he did was effective. A lot of people think it was effective. You don't like him as a personality, so you ignore that. Don't do that. Look at it in terms of a policy perspective. People liked New York City. Mm-hmm. It's now calling to stop immigration into a city. And this was the guy that called it for it to be a sanctuary state. When the reality of what your policies, what kind of actions you put forth, what the results of that are, and those results are highly negative, you're forced to sort of recollect your thoughts and come up with a new perspective. And that's what the mayor of New York City is doing right now. When you just look at what Trump's policies were, and then obviously COVID hits, there's a lot to that is good. And then Trump holds up this like hope to bring us back to where we were when he was in office. You're not going to beat that. I don't think they're going to beat that. The fact that they suppressed these Hunter Biden laptop story, and that 51 intelligence agency representatives signed off on that to say that this was Russian disinformation, which we know they know is not true. That's scary, because now you have the intelligence agencies colluding to keep a guy from being president that was president during a time where the country was thriving economically. You're not going to beat that guy.
Would he get your vote?
He'd get my vote before, he'd get my vote before Biden. I said that before. I don't think that, I never thought that Biden was going to make it. I never thought that he was going to be functional. You know?
So he basically, in a nutshell, said, I'd vote for him before Biden, but that doesn't mean somebody else could creep up that he would throw in there. So after all is said and done, he still didn't give a full support for President Trump, but at least you're hearing things from Joe Rogan that probably wouldn't have heard 3-4 years ago. Remember, we keep reminding folks they have to see it first. They have to see it, experience it, and before you know it, they're like, okay, I've had enough. I think Joe Rogan's one of those that moved out of one state, California, I believe, and moved to Texas, if I remember right. I think my son was telling me that. I don't have that info in front of me, but Man, I mean, the guy made some moves already knowing things were a little awkward. And so that makes me go back into, you know, Trump again. The judge rules that Donald Trump defrauded banks, insurers, as he built real estate empire. They said he defrauded the banks and the insurers. Yeah, a judge in New York found the former president and his company deceived the banks, insurers, or others by massively overvaluing his assets. Man, that's something September 26, 2023. And kind of a strange thing, too, is President Trump was holding up I think it was a 45, and took a picture with it. And he bought the gun today, as many people thought that he did, and some think that he actually did. He just took a photo. And he mentions 144,000 at the rally. Well, 144 is in the intel brief. And if you look at drop 1440, as he mentions 144,000 at the rally, and he bought a gun today, it's an upside down gun for that drop. See this? You guys remember this? Upside down. You just look at it like this. There we go. Yep. And so he drops this one. There's four flags on either side of him. And there's no coincidences. Four booms. Something massive must be happening. Well, sure enough, I went over and saw Maria Bartiromos. She says, now we know why the New York judge, decided to move on Trump today. It's all so obvious and disgusting. Because old James Comer himself said, I just subpoenaed and obtained two bank wires revealing Hunter Biden received payments originating from Beijing in 2019 when Joe Biden was running for president. Joe Biden's Delaware home is listed as the beneficiary address for both money wires from China. Hurry up. Quick. Get something out there. Cover this up. We don't want people to talk about it. Oh, we're going to... Okay, we've got this one in the bag. What do you have? We've got this card right here. We're going to use this judge, and we're going to have Donald Trump defrauding banks. Okay, good. Get that out to the public now. Get it across all wires. What other things make these guys just ridiculous? Rand Paul shows this picture. The look on their face from Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell. The look on their face when they learned Ukrainian government workers would be paid during a shutdown, right? So we might have a shutdown. Our government gets shut down, but we're going to fund the Ukrainian government workers. Mm-hmm. But not the American government workers. Look at the smiles, little smirks on their faces. Nate Petita said, they say truth will set you free, but is the opposite of what we see. I'm going to read the rest of that here in a second. General Mike Flynn said, this is a powerful statement. Well said. He continues, Nate, those whose crimes were concealed are not punished when they're revealed. When their secrecy is unveiled, they are not the ones to be jailed. It is the brave who tell the truth. It is the journalist, the honest sleuth, who is charged with the crime, who is faced with doing time. The corrupt continues to be protected. Their orders are followed as directed. The truth teller then is arrested, and the public again is misdirected. The honest speaker faces judgmental eyes. The powerful are shielded by their lies. The helpless hero is to be demonized, while the culprit will be canonized. This story repeats throughout history, yet it continues to remain a mystery to the overwhelming majority of mankind who stumble through life deaf and blind. All this occurs under the guise of justice by the deceivers who say, you must trust us. Largely, the people follow or look away, not wanting trouble during their day, occasionally wondering what is wrong, but their thoughts leave before long. The urge to avoid facing controversy overcomes the inner voice for mercy. This is the tragedy of human existence, which can only be conquered by persistence. We must confront our mental resistance, replacing it with a resolute insistence to honor the truth as the ultimate guide. For increasing peace and prosperity worldwide, it is within our power to choose to be the ones who will allow truth to set us free. It reminds me of, I read that last line, the truth will set us free. I remember hearing my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me. So these guys think they're going to get by with all of this, these smirks. Interesting, because Victor Davis Hanson mentioned all of a sudden pundits are shrieking as they imagine the impending end of democracy. That is, that a potential President Trump might follow their lead and could do to them what they did to him, weaponizing the DOJ, FBI, and CIA against political enemies, sicking the administrative state against loud critics, using presidential fiats to override Congress, trying to force hire or partner with independent media to toe party lines, floating phony conspiracy theories to smear enemies, changing voting laws to alter balloting, and on and on. Ironically, the left did all it could to both push the Trump nomination away and then, as Lily Putin's, to tie him down with 91 indictments in efforts to hamstring what they hoped would be soon an intent nominee. But now they seem terrified, believing that they might be empowering the only Republican candidate who would stoop to use their own tactics against themselves. And given the recent polls, could become in a position to do so. That's right. You guys know the leading report, the voting machine company that sued Mike Lindell, Rudy Giuliani, Fox News, and Newsmax for defamation about the 2020 election? They've been implicated in a bribery scheme, according to a new indictment from the DOJ. Man, things seem to be kind of turning around just a little bit, almost like they let it all play out, let everybody see all the corruption, and now all of a sudden, indictments are flying. So, that leads me to this clip with old Clapper. Notice how the pedos, the treasonous scumbags, and all the media pundits continue to talk about how worried they are that they'll be thrown into prison, Gitmo or worse, by an untouchable Donald Trump.
In a recent profile, General Milley raised the possibility that he thought if Trump was reelected, he would throw his opponents in jail. He said that he would be at the top of the list. Do you think that that's a real concern? And are you concerned that you could be on Trump's enemies list?
Well, sure. I think there are probably a lot of people that are potentially on such a list. And again, that's reprehensible. I think General Milley's comment was he didn't think President Trump would be reelected. Well, I'm not so sure about that. So yeah, that's a real concern for many of us.
What you see here on the ground, Deborah, is there's no indication that the military process, the legal process, is going to shut down anytime soon. About 100 yards across the buildings that are in front of me, down into Camp Justice, there is a major construction project going on. They are, in fact, building another courthouse, and they are expanding the workspace for the handling of classified materials by the prosecution. This is a big project. It's over $15 million. So all of that goes to these interesting optics that here on the island, they're expanding the military legal process with physically a new courthouse, while at the same time in Washington, the administration is talking about shutting down the detention camps.
Oh, my goodness. The panic's hilariously palpable. I think I got this from Pepe, as long as matter. Why would they be saying this if they had nothing to worry about? They know what they've done, and they live in constant fear. So much so that they continue talking about it. And Gitmo is expanding as we continue to speak. So they're worried about an election going to President Trump. Well, these are probably some of the interviews they're watching.
President Trump is a true patriotic American. He's my commander-in-chief, or will be soon again, and I love him. And being a black, Republican, black American conservative, it's very important to me. I used to be a Democrat. I have to walk away from the Democratic Party because, once again, what are they doing for first and foremost, the country? Nothing.
So there we go. We have all of this playing out. We have them watching the turnover of Democrats becoming Republican, and so much more. Oh, guys, I'm sorry. I mean, I know I'm chuckling a little bit. Man, breaking the news says New York City Democrats have banned President Trump and his family from doing business in America's largest city. Ay, ay, ay. This is nothing short of fascism punishing a political enemy, just like when the Third Reich forbid Germans from doing business with Jews. There's no difference. A lot of people tweeting the story pics of Donald Trump. Why not the judge? This New York attorney, AG pursued this, and N. Goron ordered that some of Trump's business licenses be rescinded as punishment, making it difficult or impossible for them to do business in New York. Isn't that something? Man, these guys better watch out, because tables will be turning soon. And while that's playing out, we got this guy, Biden, admitting what they're doing when it comes to illegal crossing the border.
I mean it. First, we put in place policies that process people in a fair and fast way. Second, we're significantly expanding legal pathways for entry so businesses can get the workers they need. Families don't have to wait for a decade to be together. I've also directed my team to make a historic increase in the number of refugees admitted from Latin America.
Isn't that something? Just openly, if you could barely hear it, and hopefully it gets turned up anyway. Old Biden says we're significantly expanding legal pathways to entry so businesses can get workers they need. And he also mentioned, they don't have to wait 10 years to see everyone. I've also directed my team to make historic increases in the number of refugees from Latin America. Greg Price says they went from the border is not open to fully admitting, but they are launching a government-sponsored invasion. Ay, ay, ay. Folks, we'd love for you to visit andweknow.com. Truth, hope, faith, and freedom. You can head there, find all types of goodies. You'll find all of our gear by clicking on the gear, the launch of the gear, and you'll see our new Luke 8:17 shirt. We've got all types of bags are back in stock. We've got our shirts and more. As a matter of fact, if I go to shop.andweknow.com, when you visit that store, you'll notice all types of programs that they have available for you there. You'll have the sweatshirts, the hoodies, just in time for the fall and winter. Grab those and wear them around town. And, people walk up to you and say, hey, I watched that show too. And before you know it, you've got new friends. We've got all types of different hats, tees, tanks. We've got so much there for you from Angie and Jamie working so hard to get this provided so that you guys would have your pick of your favorites to wear around town and show off. So we really appreciate it, showing your patriotism and showing that you love this channel. We really would love for you guys to check it out and place your order. For now, here's some more pictures of great patriots wearing our gear.
God bless this mother. Watch this.
Hello, everyone. I've been coming here for 5 years now, and I was going to talk to you about some practical things that I thought you could change about 3210, but I've changed my mind. I've been really confused over the last 5 years as to why we spend 45 minutes to an hour of every public meeting talking about how great everyone is and how great everything is in the schools, and now I've figured it out. I figured it out because all these people came here to defend you all from hurtful words. This is obnoxious. Let me just say, there is one goal for the educational system. It should be to prepare children to enter careers, to be productive members of society. It is not a counseling session. It is not a self-help area. It is not somewhere to find yourself. And we should not be led by the children, for goodness sake. The children are called dependents for a reason. They depend on us who have fully developed brains. You cannot feel your way through life. The issues that we are talking about, we are bringing you statistics. We are talking about scholastics. We are talking about funding. We are talking about busing. We are talking about trying to figure out how to make our children be as successful as possible. And I am sure that that is your goal.
And what we have been called tonight is what they're claiming that we're saying to children. We're having an adult conversation. There are not children in this room. We aren't going into the schools and calling them names. They call us Marxists and hateful and bigots and everything else under the sun. Well, let me tell you, less than 5% of the entire population of North Carolina identifies as LGBTQ. You guys all claim you want democracy. Well, you know what democracy is? It's the majority plus one. It's 50 plus one. You know what? More than 50% of the people in this state claim that they believe in God, Almighty God, who made us male and female, God who made marriage between a man and a woman, God who said that we must protect our children. The fact that we can stand up here and we know, we can brag about all of the wonderful graduations, but we know the statistics. 50% of children did not pass their end of grade test. What are we celebrating? We have children coming up here telling us how horrible the mental health crisis is. Why? Most of us went to public school, and all of our peers are not in mental health crises. We have to ask ourselves, what are we doing to our children? I'm going to say, we are discussing things with them that they are not emotionally, intellectually, and morally able to handle. That is what is causing the anxiety. That is what is causing the depression. That is what is causing the confusion. We need our children, to be able to be innocent, to be able to enjoy childhood and not know all of the drama and all of the difficulties in adult life. That is what we want. We want our children to be able to read and write and to think for themselves. And we demand that the children who fear God are protected in your schools.
That was absolutely brilliant. She didn't have anything in front of her to read. She just let it have it. Filled with the Holy Spirit, as I would say. I would listen to her and said, you go. Woo, that was powerful. And then it reminds me of these things that we keep seeing. Sergeant News Network showed this picture of a door at an elementary school. Why would an elementary school have decor with the trans flag greeting students as they walk through the door? Get them started early. Yeah, then we understand why President Trump was pushing for school choice. If we had school choice, I'm sure most of those that couldn't homeschool or put together their own teaching in their neighborhood would probably have their kids move to schools that wouldn't have all this, and these schools would probably start shutting down these with these doors where they openly flaunt what they want kids to know, what they do behind closed doors. We don't want to know what they're doing behind closed doors, but they sure do push it. Yep, their agenda is more than they led us to believe. And so agendas, deep state propagandas, yeah, we're in climate crisis. We can't feed all these people, but the deep state closes farmers down. They blow up food processing plants. They hurt the chicken, the pork and beef industry to make it all true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, climate crisis, all right. We know what they're doing. They've been caught. They didn't realize that we would all be communicating. Of course, they're trying to stop all the truther movements and the truth getting out. But man, these guys are in trouble. Let's listen to old Gates.
They're a very heterogeneous group of companies. Some, you know, work in renewable energy. Some provide R&D dollars to things like biofuels that could be an important substitute. There's no doubt today that if you tried to make hydrocarbons illegal, that the voters would rebel against that. They like driving to work. There's a variety of practical things, and, you know, so there is a demand there. The ideal is that you set a carbon tax that's the same size as what it takes to do direct air capture, and so, but that would mean that, you know, the cost of cement and gasoline and air travel would be dramatically higher,
right?
Because we haven't innovated in those spaces. We have gigantic green premiums. And whenever voters are tested, like in France, you put on a diesel tax. Well, they say, oh, those people in the city are richer than me. They somehow should pay for this. In Germany, when you say, okay, we're going to make you buy electric heat pumps, they back off from it. So these, if you try to do climate things brute force, you'll sometimes get people say, hey, I like climate, I'm for climate, but I don't want to bear bear that cost and reduce my standard of living. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe we should spend a lot of money on climate change. I believe we should have very high carbon taxes.
And who made this guy God? Who made him this guy that somehow they said that he came up with Microsoft, right? And he's some smart guy. Who made him the one that's in charge of climate change talks? The one that was in charge of talking about the mRNA vaccine. They still have him out there talking. And of course, we're getting, we're warned by many folks, France banning short-haul flights to tackle climate change. It's all playing out right in front of us.
Not long at all. I mean, what we see happens in Europe comes to the United States shortly. This has been part of a long-planned effort to fulfill the World Economic Forum's vision of, you know, you'll own nothing, be happy. Well, this is, you will go nowhere and be happy. And we're already seeing, Bloomberg News is reporting that the idea of cheap airline travel in Europe is a thing of the past as, quote, climate compliance rules, unquote, get more and more strict. What they're doing is their government is banning these short-haul flights, forcing people into cars with a much higher death rate, by the way. You're much more likely to get in a car crash right. and die than a plane crash, number one. But this is the idea of that we're doing this to save the planet. Now, the French government admitted that this isn't even going to impact CO2 emissions. So it's actually completely symbolic in terms of the planet or the environment, but it's actually a major imposition on the French citizens. And it's spreading to Germany, Austria, other countries in Europe, and you can bet Canada is going to jump on this bandwagon. It's a net zero commitment. The BBC has already said, what would a flying free world look like? The fix is in, and it is coming to the United States.
This would be more talking points to just let folks know how this is all playing out. Let's see. We go to geologist Professor Ian Pilmer, exposing the monumental fraud that is human-induced global warming. He does it in just 2 minutes.
I don't have opinions. I have demonstrable facts. These facts are validated and these facts are repeatable. Fact number one, no one has ever shown that human emissions of carbon dioxide drive global warming. Never been shown. And if it could be shown, then you would have to show that the 97% of emissions, which are natural, do not drive global warming. Game over. We are dealing with a fraud. It's a scientific fraud from day one. We hear the propaganda that increases of the gas of life, a trace gas in the atmosphere, will bring a disaster, and that we will have runaway global warming. Sorry, folks, we've known for 200 years from chemistry that it's the exact inverse. Now, I'm sure some of you tried this last night at the dinner with a champagne or a beer, and you forgot to drink it, and it warmed up, and it kept bubbling and bubbling and bubbling and bubbling. And that is the inverse solubility of carbon dioxide. We've known that for 200 years. We see it from the ice cores. When we drill into ice, we have chemical fingerprints that tell us what the temperature was, and we have little bits of trapped air. And we can show that when we had natural warming, some 650 to 6,000 years later, we had an increase in carbon dioxide. It's not carbon dioxide that drives temperature. It's the exact inverse. Another fraud.
I love it. One thing after another. And what do they do? Oh, they try to get us to buy these electric cars. Huh. Wayne, Michigan. Let's see. If I'll show you this clip real fast and read these things to you. The Biden to Strikers. You deserve a significant raise. Look at this.
Those on the picket lines had a message for the president about his forced transition to electric vehicles.
Talk all day about research and all of that, but to see us here, seeing what we do and see that we mean, we stand behind these companies. We have been the backbone of these companies for so long, trying to push us out to these electric vehicles. That's not it won't last. You know, we're hard work. We have families. We need this.
Mm-hmm. And then you look at this picture if you're looking at your screen. The face you make when the guy who subsidized electric cars sent your job overseas shows up at the picket line. And you could see his eyes looking at this freak with the mask on. And he is not happy. Mm-hmm. Times are changing. President Trump said this. Joe Biden's draconian and indefensible electrical vehicle mandate will annihilate the U.S. auto industry and cost countless thousands of auto workers their jobs. The only thing Biden could say today that would help the striking auto workers is to announce the immediate termination of his ridiculous mandate. Anything else is just a feeble and insulting attempt to distract American labor from the vicious Biden betrayal. Crooked Joe should be ashamed to show his face before these hardworking Americans he is stabbing in the back. With Biden, it doesn't matter that hourly wages, what they get, or in 3 years there will be no auto worker jobs as they will all come out of China and other countries. With me, there will be jobs and wages like you've never seen before. Our economy will grow. Well, as this thing is getting destroyed left and right, I mean, we talked about this, if you guys missed our interview Sunday with Dr. Kirk Elliott, we talked about the oil prices skyrocketing, the BRICS adding six of the largest oil nations having an effect on that, Green Dock Bank issues and more. I mean, it was absolutely riveting. And he brought up some good stuff about Wells Fargo, big news wave of layoffs coming. Talked about the banks, the amount of money that's being dumped, and more. I mean, here's a clip from that.
All right. And where does that source? That was from their 10-Ks. These companies' 10-Ks, which is their IRS documents, right, that they have to, for the SEC, that they have to report all their holdings. I mean, these are official documents that anybody can look up. 10-Ks are public record. Mm-hmm. And you can just look and see, good grief, there's a mass exodus of money.
Why? I mean, look at this. Citadel Securities, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Bank of America. Almost $1 trillion in assets sold and not purchased. What could possibly go wrong? We had a great discussion. If you got to reach out to them, you want to have a one-on-one conversation with Dr. Kirk Elliott or his team, all you have to do is click in the description box below, andweknow.com/gold. Click on that bad boy, and you will be able to reach out to them, and they will help you out in getting precious metals and get out of this fiat mess that we seem to be in. Speaking of that, the mess with money and others. All of these CVS stores have been closing down. They're getting raided.
The worst part about living in New York is having to ring these bells every time you want to get something at CVS.
Customer service needed in the dental department.
Because of me. That one. I have to do it again for the soap.
So you need help? You want to get something from CVS at some of these stores? Well, they lock it all up now, and they... that way folks won't come in and just grab whatever they want and walk out. And that's where I think, and this is my theory again, I think I brought this up before, but send these folks in, pay them lots of money, have the police, paid off too, possibly, who knows, get them off the streets and let the people just go in and loot all these stores like crazy. That way they can put lock boxes in there. Then you make it inconvenient. Folks have to push a button to get whatever product they want to buy. Now, imagine this, where you push a button or you have something that you have to have scanned to open up any product that you want to buy. Remember, we saw that in the refrigerator machines with drinks in it and milk and all that. If you wanted it, they had these little scanners above them. Well, imagine all those locked up. And you have to show some type of code or mark to get these things opened. It's like they plan it that way, right? Go in there, loot everything, get all you want. You're not going to get arrested. Then we're going to put these little cages up, and then we're going to put little lock, just to show that we're protecting you and protecting our products, which will lead to the next step, before you know it. We can't buy anything if we're truthers, if we go to church. Stalin called the farmers the enemies of the people by expropriating them. The state took control of food production. Then 7 million Russians were starved to death. Now, 100 years later, the World Economic Forum is opening the war on farmers. So we got farmers and stores and all kinds of things that just keep filling up the airwaves, letting us know how this is playing out. One of those bad guys that was locking folks up kind of shocked that Dan Andrews, Premier of Victoria, Australia, who presided over some of the world's longest and most draconian COVID lockdowns, he's resigned. Huh. What's coming next? Do you guys know also that doctors and nurses knew that they could get hydroxy for their own use by applying for a travel visa to a country with active malaria cases and then submitting that application as evidence of need? Thousands of dead Americans so Fauci could protect Big Pharma. We're seriously running out of conspiracy theories, says Zero Hedge. All of this with the stamps right in front of you to prove that it's true. All of this Big Pharma just constantly looking for ways to take us out. So Pepe Deluxe said, you know, this one vaccine could protect us from all COVID variants, says another news story. This time we really, really mean it. You know, they always really mean it. This time we've got you covered.
History of any vaccine saving so much as one life. In fact, they are bioweapons, and if you give them to a young child, and the younger the child, the more destructive they are to that immune system. And so it's a combination. It's a combination. If you know where the WHO comes from, I think I put a note down here to where it comes from. But anyway, it was started up by Rockefeller. And what was Rockefeller into? Eugenics. Euthanasia and eugenics. That was Rockefeller back in the 30s. They own the WHO. They own the NIH. So now the game is, these people aren't dying fast enough. We can make a lot more money, and they'll die a lot faster if we put out these vaccines and we use them on small children. Children first. And then we make it compulsory. Then we can even say the kid can't go to school unless he's vaccinated. Mandatory vaccines are murder in the first degree. That is what they are. You're invading a person's body with poisons. And the shock is horrible. In real life, you don't have to deal with 10 different germs, viruses at once, usually one at a time. But when they give a child a vaccine, or anybody, but children the worst, and that system is soaking up in an instant all these poisons I just listed here, plus a lot of viruses, they don't tell you what they are. The immune system, especially of a child, just throws up its hands in horror and says, I can't cope. This is too much. This is not like real life. They give you an overwhelming amount of poisons at one time. And that's what happens.
So we've talked about this, just a reminder, as we're learning more and more about this plane. I mean, how we were fooled over all the years, right? Used to get a couple, maybe back in the 60s, 70s. Then it's added up. Then it's added up to more. Before you know it, you're taking shot records home. You have to go to school. You got to fill up those shot records. And before you know it, your kid in the 2000s ends up getting, seems like hundreds of shots. We just went along with it. Also going along with things would be the border. Just a reminder before we close out, I wanted to show you this clip. I thought it was interesting. 4,000 Chinese nationals per month are crossing our border.
A message to Alejandro Mayorkas. We are in the migrant camp of San Vicente. The majority right here on the back, all of them are from China, as they are migrating into the northern borders of the United States. Venezuela. China. China. China.
Venezuela.
Venezuela. Venezuela. China. Where are you going? You. United States? United States, USA? Where are you going?
USA.
USA. This is China.
Yes, from China.
China. Where are you going? To the United States? USA.
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 American, New York.
America, New York.
Yes.
Yes. Xi Jinping. No. No. Okay. USA. China. 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 Nepal. China. 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 China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China. A lot of China. All lined up, and they have military haircuts. They're a lot of them military age. It just kind of makes you wonder how they got here, why they're letting them in. Just doesn't make sense. I just can't wrap my head around all of this, folks. Wish I could. Oh, my goodness. It's just unbelievable. And again, just a reminder, like I showed you in the movie, Amistad, if we can't do anything to stop them, at least while they're here before they get deported when President Trump reveals himself back in office, maybe hand them all Bibles with pictures of salvation and they start reading English and realizing who Jesus is. And doing a great job of that would be Robert and Jamie, and they have the Remnant Revolution Tour, and I wanted to show you a clip of them as they continue to write me and show more and more baptisms happening all over their journey across America. Here's a few more. Let's see if we can get that to play. Yep.
Well, Diana, because of your faith in Jesus Christ and what he's done for us and the free gift of salvation, the remittance of sin, and because of your obedience to his word, I now baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of all of your sin, in Jesus' name. Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross, blood that was shed for remission of sins, and because of your obedience to the word of God, I now baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of all of your sins, in Jesus' name.
Amazing. Just one after another, after one after another after another. Baptized there in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He tells me that people are driving from all over the United States so they can be meet them and get baptized. And it's just, he says someday we're going to have to get a stadium to get all these folks together and have this happen. And that's just a wonderful thing. And just really appreciate what they're doing. They're being obedient. And guys, if you remember, as we're watching this, how did we even get in touch with Robert and Jamie, AG? If you remember that years ago, they were watching the And We Know podcast, and I was just recording, not realizing people would actually listen, and I didn't think it was going to grow to the extent that it has. But it's thanks to you, and thanks to the Lord God Almighty, and all of His favor on us and our family. And I was getting a lot of messages where our billboard was showing up with And We Know on it, and somehow, some way, somebody got me their information, and we were able to make contact. And what an amazing first call we had. And they were just looking for, I think, just a few $100 to get, you know, raised to put up some more, because they were doing it on their own dime. And the next thing you know, we interviewed them. And every one of you came through for them in amazing ways. And they grew and grew and were able to do this full time. And they're serving the Lord full time now, traveling throughout the United States of America. And it's just an amazing journey. And we're just so grateful to the Lord for what they're doing. So I want to make sure that we show that and remind everyone, no matter what we're going through, no matter how hard it might be at times, remember to bring everything that we have, all of our burdens, to the Lord. And I've watched this play out. I've seen so many things change over the years, the way we produce, the way we get the information out, the amount of people that have come together to work together in my family and other families as one team. It's been absolutely amazing. But we've just been so grateful and so overjoyed by not only the amount of information that comes through from everybody working so hard to get these clips out and more and information out, but it's been just absolutely brilliant how you guys have loaded so many with prayer. You've supported us and so many that we've talked to, and it's just been a great, great, I believe, awakening to true repentance and true faith in Christ and how He works and how we know that God wins in the end. It's so amazing. So keep our heads up. Let's keep moving forward and keep in prayer.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all that you do in and through us. Thank you for the reminder that you continue to save lives day in and day out, that you continue to take hearts of stone and make them soft. You continually provide us answers to prayer. You give us the right words at the right time. Every one of us listening that participates in this truth movement or telling people exactly how we've been lied to and exposing evil the way we're supposed to, if we could all get together in a room and share stories, we know we'd have millions upon millions of things to tell of your great wonders and your great work in our lives. So we want to thank you. Thank you for how you've done all of this. Put it all together. We are so grateful because we know most of us don't deserve it. Most of us feel like failures. So hard at times. I lift up my own family to you as we have our own struggles. I lift up the families out there that just day after day are grinding in. We just ask that you would at this moment give them just a capture of that comfort and rest as they bow before you, open up your holy word, the word of God, read it and are comforted. We ask for continued protection over those who want, from those who want to hurt us. Protection over those in the front lines that are working hard to get information out and to fight against this enemy. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Folks, thank you again for your time, for listening all the way through. We're so grateful for you, and we hope that you're enjoying each broadcast as we put these together. We ask that you hit the subscribe button if you would, and the like button, and share if you would. And we just really love you guys. Thank you for your prayers. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.